arriving and landing again and again. Each moment a new arrival in this long fathomed body. Each moment fresh and new, connecting with awareness, to the breath, to the sensations of the body, landing in the present moment. In the landscape of our breath, our bodies, and the soundscape. Letting there be awareness internally. And externally. Landing, resting. Noticing the breath, this breath, this in-breath, just right here. Not the idea of it, but right here, the intimacy of this breath filling the body. Filling the body with air, with awareness. This life-giving breath. Bringing oxygen to every cell of the body, every nook and cranny of the body. And similarly, let the breath fill the body with awareness in every nook and cranny. As if you were a pop-up toy, say a beach ball, with each breath, the breath and awareness filling you up, filling you out. Filling parts of your body that that are deflated and are not being touched by awareness. The tips of your fingertips, tips of your fingers, let them be filled with awareness with each breath. The awareness allowing you to feel the sensations, the richness of the sensations of touch, of contact, of warmth, of coolness of the air. Your entire hands. Allowing breath the awareness with each breath fill every cell in your sit bones, the contact points between your bottom and the chair or the cushion. Filling out areas that are deflated or asleep, waking them up with awareness, this magic of aliveness, awareness. Letting the aliveness spread, filling out awareness, filling out with each breath. Your face, the sensations, and also softening and relaxing the same way that the air in a toy pop-up doll smooths the creases, smooths them out. The surface becomes more vibrant, more full. Same way, let the awareness, the breath fill out your face, the creases on your forehead, the tightness in your jaw, let it be smoothed out. your neck, shoulders. Filled out. Your entire arms and hands filled out with awareness with each breath. Chest, your abdomen, your upper back filled out. Lower back, more awareness, every cell coming alive with awareness. Your sit bones. Your pelvis, your upper legs, knees, lower legs and feet, the whole body, feeling the deliciousness of the life-giving, relaxing, calming awareness, filling it out with each breath. And if you find too much bubbliness, too much effervescence, put more emphasis on the exhale to relax and ground the sensations. And if you find the body and the mind sluggish and heavy, bring more emphasis to the in-breath energetic aspects of the in-breath. So you decide. And if your body feels pretty calm, grounded, spacious, and awake and alert, equal emphasis on the in-breath with the energy and the out-breath with the grounding and the relaxation. Connecting with each breath in the framework of the body to invite ourselves to arrive more fully. More intimately. Into the experience of each moment. And as you notice at any point your attention resting on a thought, a memory, an emotion, as you know, it's part of this practice. You're not doing the practice wrong. Attention, awareness does tend to wander. And you might notice this 100 times or more during each sit. Notice what your attitude is. Each and every time. You notice the mind, you notice the tension resting on a thought or a plan or a memory. Just bring some sensitivity to the attitude, to the perspective. And for the purpose of this morning's practice together, I invite you to gently bring back, gently invite your attention back to your breath and your body. Just to ground, just to settle more. At the beginning of the retreat. Let the breath and the body be foreground. Simply for the purpose of calming and settling. The mind and body more fully. now, sitting, breathing, one breath at a time. The awareness filling, inhabiting the breath and the body. I invite you to become sensitive, to notice when there is a particular sensation in the body. Maybe an itch or tightness or pain or a sense of ease, pleasure, or just a sensation that arises. Notice ever so gently what the attitude is towards the sensation, towards your body, this physicality, and bringing awareness to this perception, to this attitude. Let it be very light, as if you took a dropper with just one drop of color, of curiosity or interest in this way. And put that one drop in your awareness to just be ever so slightly, ever so gently sensitive. To the attitude, to the perception. Perspective of your physicality. For example, if a pain arises, or tightness, is it held with wanting it to go away, or bearing down on it with awareness, trying to dissect it in order to make the sensation or the pain go away? Or is it held with curiosity? Is it held with ease, spaciousness? Is it held with wanting to get away from it? considering it a nuisance, a distraction. Just simply notice. Just become aware. What is the mind's attitude? Perspective. And now another invitation to notice the reciprocal influence of your body state on your perception, on your attitude. Perhaps if there has been a tightness or physical discomfort in the body, maybe noticing that the perspective, the general attitude in the mind is It's a little tight, perhaps. Not as spacious. Maybe brittle or irritable. Or maybe there is spaciousness in the mind. Perhaps noticing the effects of having woken up early. If you slept well last night or didn't sleep well last night. The effects of breakfast, if it was heavy or light. Becoming sensitive, just dropping in the question, not bearing down. Trying to find the answer now, but just a sense of curiosity. Throughout the day, as you practice today, let there be more sensitivity. To how the state of your body affects the state of your mind. How your physicality can affect your attitude or your perspective, how it is conditioned. And vice versa, how your physicality, what arises in the body, how it is held, what is the attitude, the perspective in the mind that relates to it. Let these investigations be light, not continuous. Let the breath and the body be in the foreground, calm and soothe and settle. And these questions, these sensitivities, just be in the background. So the invitations the invitations for our practice together today. The first and the foremost is to arrive more fully with the breath and the body, the breath within the context of the body, one breath at a time, one breath at a time. And there might be techniques that you are used to, maybe counting the breath, if you want to use that this morning, to arrive more fully with a sense of embodiment in the body, to arrive, to arrive, to arrive, each and every moment, sitting and walking. And in a moment, Diana will be sharing walking meditation instructions, a refresher for many of you, and for some, it will be new. So that is the primary invitation, to really arrive and settle. And then the sensitivity that we're inviting you to become more sensitive to in terms of your perception, in terms of your perspective and your attitude, is something to have in the background, not have in the foreground every moment. What's my perception? What's my attitude towards this? What's my attitude? It will become very tiring very soon if you do the practice that way. So please don't. I want to be very clear. Instead, the way you're invited into that investigation about your perspective, your attitude, it's very light. It's part of the, it's a question that you drop in and you just let it be. You let it be there, and it will come up on its own at times. Say if when a pain arises or when and a hindrance arises, and the question will be, how am I relating to this? How am I relating to this physicality of fatigue, for example, or this pain? Or vice versa, the other invitation is to have curiosity about how your physicality, how what you've eaten, how your body is affecting your mood, is affecting your mind, is affecting how you're relating. So we're inviting you to just gently notice both how the perspective helps you, how you hold physicality that arises, and how the physicality that's arising gives a particular flavor to your perspective. So it's a vice versa. And if it seems too complicated, just choose one to be sensitive about. Just choose one to be sensitive about. Either choosing, let me be clear again, choosing how when a sensation arises in your body, noticing what the attitude is, how it is held. Maybe just noticing that, or just noticing how the state of your body, whether you've eaten, whether it's just before eating and you're getting irritable, notice those connections. I also notice after walking meditation, what is your state of mind when you come and sit? What is your state of mind after you've been sitting for a while? What is the state of mind when you really need to go to the bathroom and the sitting is going on and on? Just notice those relationships of the state of the body and the state of mind, on your attitudes. So I hope that is clear. If it is clear, maybe give me a thumbs up. If it's not clear, give me a thumbs down. So I just get a sense of how it's landing. Okay. I'm getting mostly thumbs up. I haven't seen any thumbs down yet. Okay. All right. Great. Thank you for that. And maybe just if there is a lack of clarity, actually, if you want to raise your hand and ask a clarifying question about the instructions, you can do that either physically, maybe I can see you, or raising your hand in the by clicking on the three dots in the raise hand function. So again, the primary invitation is to settle with the breath and the body and dropping in these investigations ever so gently about either the how a particular sensation is held, is related to in your body, and or how the state of your body affects the state of your mind. Okay, so these are the invitations. And the way to drop them in, I want to emphasize this one more time, is let them be in the background. So let's do an exercise together. So if you were sitting right now with your eyes open and just settling into your breath and body, the breath and the body were primary. Feeling each breath move through your body. Ah, let that be primary. And now, let's say a sound arose. Let's say this sound happens to come up. Maybe you just hear it, and that's fine. Maybe the investigation, the question comes up, how am I relating to this sound? Am I enjoying it? Do I want it to go away? Do I want more of it? What is the relationship? So it's just being dropped in. And maybe that question doesn't come up at all, which is fine. So let the investigation be light. And it's towards the sensations in your body. Since I couldn't poke you right now, that's why I brought in the sound. But if you were poked, maybe that would be a better example. You can poke yourself and see what comes up. Okay, and one announcement before handing it over to Diana. And the announcement is about practice discussions, actually two announcements. One is that there was a problem with the form. And if you signed up for practice discussions after 9 p.m., last night, there was a glitch. So please sign up again this morning. Please check the document again and sign up again. And the second announcement also has to do with the practice discussions. And that is, given the shifts and changes, Diana and I have realized we have actually made more slots available than the number of full participants, which means good news. People who are auditors, if you would like to be part of a practice discussion, there are spaces. You are welcome. You are warmly welcome by Diana and myself to sign up for a practice discussion. We would love to talk with you and see you and check in if you wish. You're welcome to avail yourself if you like. And I realize that those who are who have signed up, they may not have, actually I'm not sure if they have access to that document. So maybe posting, actually while Diana is giving the walking instructions, I can search for that and put it in chat in case that's not available in the document that auditors have access to. So thank you all. And I hand it over to Diana. Great.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
Yeah, so walking meditation. Many of you have experience with walking meditation. Maybe some of you don't have so much. So there's a few things we can say. One is you might be walking in your living space. So it might be that the area, the distance that you conventionally use is shorter or smaller. That's fine. Just work with that. But also, we'd like to have an encouragement to go outside if that feels, you know, appropriate for you or is available for you. Those of you living in the Bay Area, the weather is beautiful today. So part of the reason why we're encouraging you to go outside is so that there can be a sense of spaciousness and ease. Sometimes when we spend all our time inside, there can be a kind of maybe a collapsing of the attention or maybe a tightening of that. So this is an encouragement for there to be some spaciousness and some ease with your awareness. There's a few ways we can do walking meditation. One is just to be sensitive to the experiences in the body while walking. So maybe that's in a global way. That is something maybe kind of vague, like the movement of the body through space. Or maybe it's something a little bit more specific, like the feeling of the clothing brushing against your skin as you move. Or maybe it's even more specific, like feeling the pressure on your feet as you walk. So I invite maybe a little bit of curiosity, experimentation, play, and find different ways of being aware while walking. And it might be that at different times that you've, just a little bit more effort is needed to stay with the sensations of the body. And there might be times when there can be a lighter touch. So explore with that. Play with this. So, and use the pace of walking as something that can support you. And this is a great way to see this connection that Nikki was talking about between our bodily experience and our mental experience. You can just notice that when you're walking faster, how does that affect the mind? Or maybe you don't even notice that you're walking fast, but you just kind of wake up like, oh, I'm walking really fast. And you might just check in with the mind. Is there something happening there that's kind of like pushing this walking speed? The same with walking slow, really slowly. You might check in if there's a view, an attitude that's really encouraging you to slow down, maybe in a way that's not helpful, or maybe it is helpful. And then the last thing that I'll say is that we're really going to broaden this idea of walking meditation to include fixing lunch meditation, cleaning up the kitchen after doing lunch meditation, or all the activities that we do to take care of ourselves while we're on retreat, just to include that, fold that in, maybe with a sense of curiosity and with some sensitivity to what is your felt experience at this moment. And maybe with some recognition of how the ideas, the experiences in the mind are influencing the body experience, as well as how the body experience is influencing the mental experience. And Nikki, is there anything you'd like to add?
That was lovely, Diana. Thank you. I wonder if there are any questions. Maybe opening it up, but Diana, if there are any clarification questions about either walking or the instructions for either of us. And if you click on the three dots, you can raise your hand using the raise hand function. Actually, wait, I don't see that. Enabled. Oh, maybe that's not enabled. Okay. Well, maybe what you can do is to send a private chat to to either Diana, actually to, let's see, you can only chat with the host. How to do this? Well, maybe physically raise, I'll just scan. I'll just scan the, we'll just both scan, Diana and I. Just raise your hands physically in the video if there are any clarifying questions, either about the walking meditation or the instructions.
Nikki, I'll keep an eye on page 2. You can keep an eye on page 1.
Oh, yes. There's a request to mention the walking back and forth for a newbie. So I'll pass it back to you. I guess you're opening it up. So can you please repeat the instructions for how to do walking meditation in general? Okay, so back to you, Diana.
Okay. Yeah. So for walking meditation, there's a number of different ways we can do it. And often it's can be helpful to just choose a path that's not going anywhere, really. And so that the mind can relax in terms of trying to find the direction it's going or making the next decision. And instead to choose whatever space makes sense in your living space or if you go outside. And that is maybe to start both feet on the ground, feeling your feet on the ground. And then to move a couple of paces, 10 paces, 20 paces, maybe 30. And I'm suggesting in a relaxed, easy manner. That's probably a little bit to begin with. That's a little bit slower than what you normally walk, but not as slow as you could walk. And then when you get to the end of this, the path that you've chosen for yourself, you can stop again and once again check in with the body. It might be that with the vision, with the eyes open, the awareness has gone away. So re-inhabit the physical experience, then turn around and do it again. And feel into the experience of walking, including the movement of body through space, maybe the pressure on the feet on the ground, maybe the feeling of clothing against your body. And I'm offering these different ways to be mindful as an invitation for you to experiment and maybe play around with which feels the most supportive for your meditation practice. And one way that we can measure supportive for your meditation practice is two things. One, does it support a sense of well-being and ease, and a sense of being present here and now? So these two qualities are kind of the North Stars that you can use to gauge or measure whether you're the pace or the way in which you're paying attention to the movements of walking. How was that? Hopefully that's a little more detail that's helpful.
Any more questions? And please feel free to ask more clarifying questions about the instructions so that you're clear really about how to practice. And Andrea says that raising hands is in the participants window at the end of the list of names. So that's probably where it's available for you. My menu is different as a co-host. So any questions about the instructions for today? It's as clear as mud. You know exactly how to practice this morning. Yes. Going once. Please don't be shy. Clear about the invitations. Mary Lou has a question, I think. Yes, okay. Let's see, we need to unmute you. Let's see, here we go, maybe. Okay, there, you're unmuted.
Okay, there I am. Thank you, Nikki. I'm a little unclear about the reciprocity of the two instructions. it's very clear to me that if I get an itch or an ache, I can say, okay, what's my attitude? Am I, you know, hating it? Am I okay with it? But in a way, it seems like almost the same thing. If the state of my body is sluggish because I ate a big lunch, then you're asking, is my mind upset about that? Isn't that kind of the same thing? The body, what's my attitude towards being sluggish or being full?
Yeah, thank you. I'm so glad you brought that up. So the difference is slight. So let's go with the example that you outlined. So if you've had a full lunch, notice the sluggishness. I think it's just that. Notice the sluggishness. So noticing what your attitude is towards sluggishness is part of the first invitation. But just noticing that, wait, I'm sluggish, and when I'm sluggish, I'm kind of, you know, I don't want to do anything. Like, oh, that's the perception I'm bringing. Like, oh, if this morning I was excited to sit and meditate, but now it's like, I don't really feel like it. Oh, look at that perception. Look at how that attitude is impact is really born out of the state of my body, to see the relationship, really highlight it.
Okay. So it's basically seeing the relationship in a nutshell between the mind and the body. And sometimes there's more an emphasis, if I'm understanding correctly, on where it originates. Is it originating in the body or in the mind?
It can be so powerful to really see the state, how the state of our body affects the state of mind. So I'll give you a personal example. So, you know, many of you know I have a chronic illness. I have Lyme disease. And some days, you know, some periods, sometimes, some days, there's activity, bacteria are active. So when I wake up in the morning, I feel achy, and I feel, and then I notice in my mind, after many, many years of noticing, it's like in my mind is cranky. Like, oh, the crankiness in the mind is born out of the crankiness in the body. So I really see the connection. And then when, say, something happens, someone says something, it's like, okay, I'm cranky. Just know this is what's happening in the body. It's not personal. It's not me. It's not mine. The instructions we're giving, if you really pay attention to it, you can have insights into anatta, into not self, because you'll see the impact of the physicality of the body that you don't have control over. So I just spill the beans. But that's the way, that's the introduction to really see that.
Okay.
To really, does that help?
Yes, that does. Thank you. Okay.
Nancy has a question. And I will unmute you, Nancy, if I can. There.
Hi. I believe Diana might have clarified this in her broader a description of walking meditation, but is swimming an acceptable version of walking meditation?
I would say yes. If this is part of something that you do in order to take care of your body, so it's if it's a part of your daily way of helping your body to be healthy, I would say yes. But also just check in if what's behind it, like what's behind the swimming, is it something that's if there's a real grabbing towards it, or if it's a real, I don't know what the word is. Yeah. But, or is it something that's to support your body? For example, sometimes I am doing yoga during the day just to support being able to sit for so long. So some people might find that swimming enables them to sit. I know that swimming can be very therapeutic in that way. So that's my answer, an invitation to explore your relationship to it. And if it feels like something that's to support your sitting, as opposed to an escape from sitting, or as a support for your practice, as opposed to something else, then you know, just investigate whether that's the best thing just for this weekend.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you all. So we should go close and go for the practice meeting starting at 9:15. And again, please check the practice meeting document, sign up list. Even if you have signed up before, please double check it. We had some glitches. And again, you're welcome to sign up. If you haven't, please sign up, especially if you're a full participant. And please have fun with these instructions. Yes. I mean, this is not a grim duty. It's fun. It's fascinating to see the relationship between the body and the mind and the mind. It's just, it's fun, you guys. You have a whole long weekend to just investigate this. It's and discover you're a scientist in this lab of yourselves. So have fun. Really have fun with it. See what you discover. Thank you all. See you soon.